I will provide you with a number of books that can help you in your pastoral journey in learning some of these things. Strategy by Harvard Business Essentials. The book Strategy gives you all the key elements to the SWOT analysis, to building a strategy, to implementing a strategy. You Don't Need a Title to Be a Leader by Mark Sanborn is worth its weight in gold. This little book is a book that your congregation should read as a whole, especially your leaders, your council, your elders. This book discusses the concepts of not needing to have an invitation to do the simple, little, real important ministry things without having people ask you. The Painful Side of Leadership by Jeff Iorg, I believe, should be essential reading for every seminary student. There's so much packed into this book about how to lead God's people through the painful side of being a pastor. About 95% of all things that happen in the church, people come to you that are negative. This book discusses how to deal with those things and how to lead with integrity and biblical fidelity. Jeff Iorg also puts out a book called The Character of Leadership, which has 9 specific characters of biblical leadership that discuss the key principles of what makes a pastor a pastor. Now please, I want to say here that all of these books are not Lutheran. So accept the fact that the sacraments will not be at the forefront of these texts. However, you are Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastors. You have the sacraments. You put them in. Mission-Based Management by Peter Brickenhoff is a good congregational book to understand the specifics of business leadership and administration. Mission-Based Management also has a CD that comes with it that helps you in many different aspects of how to implement some of these key issues. And finally, the last 2 books by Jim Collins, Good to Great, a national bestseller, and Great by Choice, are 2 books that discuss what separates good from great companies. I have the contention, and I would ask you all as you read these books, to replace the word company, corporation, nonprofit corporation with the word congregation, and it might make it more applicable to you. Good to Great by Jim Collins also has a nonprofit supplemental book that I didn't put in here that I would recommend for you all. These books will help you be a better pastor as it pertains to pastoral leadership and administration.